This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
73 degrees and clear skies in Chapel Hill, Carborough. Partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of a late afternoon rain. Highs around 90. 6:07 here at WCHL Studios. I am Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning as he takes some much-needed time off. You could see a change in the Northside neighborhood as landlords who rent property there are suing Chapel Hill over a parking regulation. Mark Patmore is the owner of Mercia Rental Properties and one of the landlords suing the town. He's challenging a limit put in place by Chapel Hill last fall, limiting the number of cars that can be parked in front of Northside properties at 4 vehicles a residence. In addition, duplexes and triplexes are allowed up to 6 vehicles. Renters can get 5 street parking permits per lease. A state superior court has already denied the motion to get rid of Chapel Hill's rule, but Patmore says that is expected, and the case needs to go to the state Supreme Court because it is a state issue.
That authority comes from the state, so that's where it belongs, which will be not in superior court or appeals, but in Supreme Court.
Benjamin Sullivan is the attorney with Parker Poe Adams and Bernstein LLP. They're representing Chapel Hill in this case. He says there is precedent for even the state Supreme Court to side with towns when it comes to parking restrictions.
Towns and counties have had parking regulations in one form or another, and those have been challenged based on the idea that they were beyond the authority of the local government that adopted them. And our Court of Appeals and our Supreme Court have said no. Those are regulations that are within the zoning powers that local governments have in North Carolina.
And Sullivan adds that although parking is not included in the zoning statutes, it is still within a town's legal authority to make regulations like the one in Northside.
The zoning statutes are intentionally very general. They're a pretty broad grant of authority, and it's up to the town, cities, and counties to decide which regulations are appropriate.
On the other side of the issue, Patmore says Chapel Hill's restrictions on parking not only hurt him as a landlord, but also force visitors to homes in Northside into an unsafe situation where they have to park away from the residence and then walk there, possibly a loner at night.
I think every resident in this town has the right to be able to park at their home if they have the place to park.
Part of Chapel Hill's parking limit in Northside was to prevent visitors and others from parking on lawns and crowding yards and streets. Hudson Vaughn is the associate director of Northside's Community Development Center, the Jackson Center. He says that before the parking limit, there was a high volume of cars being parked on Northside properties.
It felt in the neighborhood like a lot of the front and backyards of houses were turning into basically parking lots.
Now Vaughn says there are still parking violations, but overall the neighborhood looks much better.
There's a lot fewer cars, and the cars are often parked more in the back now, and there's tighter regulation that landlords are putting on for front yard parking, for the look of things.
Patmore says when he built rental property in Northside, the town required him to put in a parking area.
I went ahead and constructed that parking area. Now, 10 years later, they're turning around and saying, hey, you did a good job, but now you can't use it.
At trial, Patmore also argued that the fines imposed by the town for the parking violations are unfairly distributed because they go to him and not the residents doing the actual parking. Patmore says he passes the fines on to his tenants and includes in his leases that tenants must obey the parking ordinance. Sullivan says this method of fining better enforces the parking limit than directly fining the renters themselves.
The landlords have the ability to regulate what their tenants do better than we can. It's a more effective enforcement mechanism if the property owners are held responsible by the town, because they're in a position where they can have these lease agreements with their tenants and can control what their tenants do.
That's Sullivan's take. Patmore, of course, says he sees it differently.
It's arbitrary and capricious. They're fining the landlord or the owner of the property for something that he absolutely has no control over. I have no control over my tenants when they have visitors over.
And Hudson Vaughn says the issue with parking in Northside is symptomatic of property in the neighborhood being over-occupied by student renters.
It's all connected to just the impact that student rentals in particular are having, especially when there are more than 4 students.
Violating the vehicle limit results in a $100 fine from the city, with an additional $100 for each day the excess car remains. Well, the UNC Board of Governors recognized their former governor, James Holzhauser, and honored his life with an award in his name at its meeting last week. UNC System President Tom Ross says Holzhauser was a great leader and influence on many.
This university and our entire state lost a consummate public servant. A source of infinite wisdom and a true statesman this summer with the passing of Governor Jim Holzhauser.
Holzhauser served as governor of North Carolina from 1973 to 1977. He also served on the Board of Governors for the UNC system for more than 30 years, where many members have said they valued his thoughts and practices.
I always told people that Governor Holzhauser should have been named Mr. E.F. Hutton, because when he spoke, truly everyone listened. In word and in deed, he personified the true meaning of statesmanship and servant leadership, and our university had no greater friend or stronger ally.
To honor Holzhauser, the BOG voted to change the name of their public service award to the Governor Holzhauser Award for Excellence in Public Service. That award was originally created back in 2007 to encourage, identify, recognize, and reward public service by faculty of the university. Holzhauser exemplified many of the characteristics that that award represents. Board of Governors member Peter Hahn says words do not describe the loss of the former governor.
President mentioned in his remarks, we lost a giant in June, and a man who epitomizes public service.
The board also recognized another Board of Governors member that recently passed, Julius Chambers. Chambers was a civil rights attorney for many years, along with being Chancellor of North Carolina Central University. For more information from this week's Board of Governors meeting, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. 6:13 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We've got traffic and weather together on the way next after this.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
The Orange County Senior Centers will host a Medicare fraud event. The purpose is to help seniors to protect themselves from Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse. The event will take place on Wednesday, September 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill, followed by an afternoon session in Hillsboro at the Central Orange Senior Center from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. For more information, call the Senior Medicare Patrol at 877-996-2767.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
And 6:15 is the time, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. No surprise, traffic's looking good out there right now. Still dark and early and well before morning rush hour, so not unusual. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC-54. All moving smoothly in all directions through Chapel Hill Carborough. I-40 looking good as well. East and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh and up in Durham. We've got good-looking traffic on the Durham Freeway and the 15501 as well. If you're seeing anything that we're not reporting, either right now or throughout the morning, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call in the newsroom and let us know what's going on. 967-8363 is your number to call there. Or you can send us a tweet when it's safe to do so, at WCHL. And this weather report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Right now we're looking at 72 degrees for our temperatures and clear skies in Chapel Hill Carborough, 70 degrees in Hillsboro. No rain on the radar. That's going to be the case for the rest of this morning. We do have a 30% chance of rain later in the day. possible thunder showers in the afternoon, so keep your umbrellas handy for that just in case. It's going to be another hot one to start the work week with highs around 90. Overnight lows down to the lower 70s tonight with a chance of rain 30% continuing into the evening. And then a pretty decent chance of rain pretty much every day for the rest of this week and all the way through the weekend. Tomorrow we'll have a 60% chance of rain with mostly cloudy skies all day. Best chance of rain will be in the afternoon tomorrow. We could see a thunder shower. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, 60% chance of rain with lows in the upper 60s, and then a 40% chance of rain to get you into the middle of the week on Wednesday with highs around 80. Temperatures will hang in the upper 70s for Thursday and Friday to end the week with, again, a slight chance of rain both days. That's going to be the story for the weekend as well. 6:17 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Time now for the Top 10 List with David Letterman.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Things never said before in the Oval Office address. Here we go, number 10. Got to keep this short because I'm going on another vacation. That's what the Obama said. Number 9, watch how fast I can spin in my chair. Woo! Number 8, who wants Justin Bieber tickets? Number 7. Tonight's Oval Office address has been brought to you by Jimmy Dean Pure Pork Sausages. Number 6, Neil before General Zod. Number 5, now I'd like to share a poignant story about Frank Sinatra. Well,
yeah, that's probably was never said. Never in the Oval Office, probably. Never said.
Number 4, earlier today I met with Vice President, Secretary of State, and Late Show audio technician Tom Herman. Number 3, CAA sent over lunch. There are steak sandwiches in the conference room. Number 2. About two-thirds of these make no sense.
No, I don't.
Don't worry about it. Number 2, just back from a pleasure trip. Took my mother-in-law to the airport. Hi-oh!
Hey-o!
And the number 1 thing never before said in an Oval Office address, just like most of America, I'd rather be watching Glee.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests will be Bill Maher, Poppy Montgomery, and Pokey Lafarge, plus Doc Diving Dogs. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pass Incorporated.
Top 10 list right there with David Letterman. Not sure about you when he said about two-thirds of these make no sense. I thought that was number 2. Coming up later on the WCHL Monday morning news, we'll be giving away gift cards to one of your favorite local restaurants to our winner of the day. It's part of our August gift card mania month. Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout this morning to find out if you are the winner. 6:21 is the time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We begin with some track and field news. Shalane Flanagan led the field's pace for nearly half the race and ultimately placed 8th in the 10,000 meters at the 14th IAAF World Championships. on Sunday evening yesterday in Moscow. Flanagan ran 31 minutes, 34.83 seconds as the highest finishing American, ahead of teammates Jordan Hesse, 12th place, and Amy Hastings, who came in 14th. Ethiopian Tirunesh Dibaba regained her crown as the 10,000 meters world champ. She took the race in 30 minutes, 43.35 seconds. Vikas Gowda, 2006 Tar Heel alum, will compete today in the qualification round of the men's discus. Discus begins at 9:40 Moscow time, 1:40 Eastern time. Live coverage of the qualification rounds available on Universal Sports. That actually was earlier this morning, so we'll try to get the update for you later on today. Well, Panthers coach Ron Rivera, turning to football news now, says backup fullback Mike Zordick has torn the ACL in his left knee and will be placed on injured reserve this week. Rivera made the announcement after last night's practice at Wofford College. Zordick was facing an uphill battle for a spot on the 53-man roster. He was injured in Carolina's preseason game on Friday night against the Chicago Bears. Rivera also says cornerback James Dockery broke his thumb during the game and will need surgery, but should return in a couple of weeks. The team is waiting to hear on the extent of the shoulder injury suffered by backup offensive tackle Bruce Campbell. Rivera also says wide receiver Armonte Edwards strained his hamstring and could miss a few practices. Staying in football news, Josh Norman says he's out to reclaim his starting job. The Carolina Panthers' second-year cornerback took a step in the right direction on Friday night in that aforementioned preseason game when he intercepted two passes, returning one 60 yards for a touchdown to spark Carolina to a 24-17 preseason victory over the Chicago Bears. Norman did start against the Bears, but only because the Panthers opened with three cornerbacks on the field. Drayton Florence and Captain Munnerlin have been working as the starters in Carolina's base defense. Norman says he wants to be an every-down player. He started the first 12 games last season as a rookie before being benched in December after a fairly rough game against Kansas City. Now he set his sights on getting that starting job back, saying, quote, "If not, it's like, what's the point?" 6:23 is the time. We've got the Osgood file coming up in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break before we get to that. You're listening to the Morning News.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carmel Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
6:25 here at WCHL Studios. Coming up later tonight at 6:15, 12 hours from now, another edition of Your Health. As always on Monday night, Drs. Adam Goldstein and Christy Page breaking down health issues for you. That's from 6:15 to 7 p.m. tonight, immediately following the evening news. Something not to be missed as per every week, so tune into WCHL for that. Time now for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Edward Snowden's father plans to visit his son in Russia to urge him to return, but there's a big if. More after this from Charlie.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust. Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend, join us for a free homemade meal, and share your story. Call 1-855-610-5500 or find us online at holidaytouch.com. Visit today.
We all want to be there for our children, right? So we go to the Little League games, a school play, a science fair. Of course, it's different when your kid's latest science project is exposing the spying apparatus of the United States government. But as difficult as that is, Lon Snowden has been there for his son, Edward, every step of the way, urging him to come home and face charges, but at the same time rejecting any notion that his son had anything in mind other than to expose what he felt was a violation of the Constitution. Well, now Lon Snowden says he will travel to Russia to see his son and will again try to persuade him to return home, but only on condition he be guaranteed a fair trial.
What I would like is for this to be vetted, an open court for the American people to have all the facts. What I've seen is much political theater.
As for some kind of plea bargain, he told ABC's This Week,
the only deal will be true justice.
At the same time, there seems to be a concern among supporters of the NSA that Edward Snowden has been getting a little too much sympathy. Representative Dutch Ruppersberger, top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says it's time to do a better job of explaining these programs before more people come to think of Snowden as a hero.
We need to do better in educating our public so they are not fearful that we, the government, are violating their privacy. That's very important.
Now, that should be interesting. Getting some of the same politicians who've been arguing you can't trust the government to do anything to say, but you can trust it to monitor your phone calls and emails and Google searches. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address, and 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
629 here, WCHL Studios. Time now for another look at your weather report. This one's brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in the state of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Right now, 72 degrees and clear skies in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 70 degrees in Hillsboro as the sun is coming up. We'll have nice weather this morning. Chance of rain developing in the afternoon, though. 30% chance of rain later on today with thundershowers possible. Whether we get rain or not, it's going to be a hot one. Highs around 90 degrees today. Again, the heat index will be closer to 100, so careful out there if you're going to be outside for an extended period of time. Overnight lows tonight in the lower 70s. With that 30% chance of rain continuing, we'll have mostly cloudy skies. And then for the rest of the week, the temperature gradually cooling off, and we'll have a decent chance of rain, at least in the afternoon, pretty much every day, all the way through the end of the weekend. Tomorrow, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of rain, again, mainly in the afternoon. Storms possible there. Highs a little bit cooler in the upper 80s. Overnight lows down in the upper 60s. And then a 40% chance of rain on Wednesday, with the best chance of showers actually in the morning that day. And we'll have highs quite a bit cooler, down around 80 degrees, and not getting much warmer than that for the entire rest of the week. Overnight lows down in the mid-60s. And then a 20% chance of rain on Thursday, with highs a little bit cooler still in the upper 70s. Overnight lows in the lower 60s. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll end the week and get you all the way through the weekend with mostly cloudy skies. 40 to 50% chance of rain all 3 days. And that'll be mainly in the afternoon, and highs all 3 days. in the upper 70s. So a couple more days of warm weather to get through today and tomorrow, and then a couple of relatively nice days with temperatures not really any higher than 80 degrees. 6:31 is the time. Time now for CBS.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. The nation's top prosecutor says there should be less jail time for some drug crimes.
These kind of changes are long past due and very well needed.
Lawyer Donald Spector says he supports Attorney General Eric Holder's proposal to ease jail crowding. Holder wants to scale back harsh sentences, divert low-level offenders into drug treatment, even release some elderly nonviolent inmates.
They've trapped many, many low-level, unsuspecting offenders into a very long prison sentences, which is way out of proportion to the crime that they committed.
And in some cases, other options work better, according to drug policy researcher Beau Kilmer.
It's more cost-effective to put that money into treatment as opposed to putting that money into federal mandatory minimum sentences.
In remarks prepared for the American Bar Association, Holder is still expected to back tough penalties for inmates tied to organized crime and gangs. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning as he takes some much-needed time off. As the summer draws to a close, high school student athletes are gearing up for competition once again, but the recent tragic deaths of student athletes related to undetected cardiac conditions, including a high school football player here in North Carolina last month, have prompted schools to focus even more on preventing these tragic events. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
At the high school level, really making sure we're looking at those physicals and talking to kids about any problems that they may be having and things that our athletic directors and coaches are really good at honing in on, things that add to different kinds of health issues.
That's Scarlett Steinert, coordinator of Healthful Living and Athletics for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. She says the system has policies and procedures in place to help spot warning signs of cardiac problems before the student athlete can take to the field or court.
The most important thing I think that we have done here in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools is that we have full-time trainers in our high schools. And our trainers talk to our students and educate them about current issues.
The system also follows guidelines set forth by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. Steinert says a student has to undergo and pass one physical every year with a physical form that is mandated statewide. During the physical, doctors will ask a series of questions to identify if the child has symptoms related to a heart condition such as significant shortness of breath, dizziness, and/or chest pain. If the child has those symptoms, it is an immediate red flag and the doctor will recommend further testing. She also suggests that the student athletes have a family physician who are familiar with their medical history.
Really what to look for if there's any changes in an athlete. If you've never had headaches and you have a headache, how important it is to seek medical attention, whether it be letting mom or dad know, hey, this is happening, or letting a trainer know, or letting your doctor know.
Evan Raines, a 16-year-old junior defensive end from Fayetteville, collapsed on the football practice field on August 3rd and later died. The Fayetteville Observer reported that Raines' father said hospital officials told him that his son died of cardiac arrest, though questions still surround his death. Ronald Roos, a South Carolina teenager, died of cardiac arrhythmia suddenly during his homecoming football game last October. He was a week short of his 18th birthday. Dr. Julie Monaco, medical director for the Orange County Health Department, explains that incidents like this make it even more critical for children to have a sports physical, which is more thorough than just a well child check. She says all children who are physically active, not just a high school student athlete, are encouraged to undergo them annually.
We do specific screening questions of the patient to risk stratify the patient for cardiac-related issues. The main cardiac-related issue that we tend to focus on and we want to rule out is something called idiopathic hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Monaco explains that condition causes a thickening of the heart muscle and affects about 1 in 500 adults. She says it is more prevalent in males and affects athletes who play high-intensity sports such as basketball and football. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Other school-related news. You won't see a new charter school in Chapel Hill Carrboro this year or next, and the Howard and Lillian Lee school supporters now have to start from scratch. According to the Chapel Hill News, a request to delay the school's opening until 2014 was denied by the State Board of Education. Lee Scholars was originally expected to open back in August of last year, 2012, after receiving approval from the state to fast-track its opening. A 48,000-square-foot building was scheduled to be constructed on a 7-acre parcel of land in Carrboro called Claremont South. That property is being developed by Omar Zinn of Parker Lewis, LLC, who can't lose. It was recently rezoned from residential only after an approval by the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. The school was granted an extension to open this August, but delays in finding a temporary building or developing a permanent one forced the school to seek another extension to 2014. And in March, the school's managing company, National Heritage Academies, announced it would no longer be overseeing the school. The board of directors for Lee Scholars will have to start the process over, applying for a new charter. Turning to national news, an Obama administration report says the cost of weather-related power outages is rising as storms grow more severe and the U.S. electric grid gets older. It calls for increased spending on the nation's electric power system. Power outages cost $18 to $33 billion a year, according to that report. That's a figure that's been rising steadily over the past 20 years. That can rise to $40 to $75 billion in years with severe storms, such as Hurricane Ike in 2008 and last year's Superstorm Sandy. The White House report says spending to make the grid stronger and more flexible will save the economy billions. Thunderstorms, hurricanes, blizzards, and other extreme weather caused 58% of all outages since 2002 and 87% of outages affecting 50,000 or more customers. Well, Moral Monday protesters are taking just their second break in the more than three-month movement. Now, Reverend William Barber, the president of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP, says he's moving on to the next step. That would be coordinating Moral Monday demonstrations in each of the state's 13 congressional districts. He held the first one last week in Asheville. That attracted thousands, and demonstrations are planned for August 19th, next week Monday, in Charlotte, and also 350 miles east in the coastal community of Manteo. They also plan protests across the state on August 28th. That's the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights March in Washington, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. Meanwhile, court appearances for the 925 people arrested at the state legislative building in Raleigh are still being held, and some of the protesters' lawyers say first appearances alone could stretch all the way into 2014. Turning now to news around town, our local university will be performing new studies into osteoarthritis as the National Institute of Health is giving UNC a $5.6 million grant to build a multidisciplinary clinical research center. Arthritis is the number one cause of disability among the elderly, and so the center will study the causes of arthritis as well as study osteoporosis, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and others. Elsewhere, Hillsboro utility crews are installing a new water line to improve your water service inside the town. The work can possibly close lanes between Mayo Street and Patriots Point Drive, so be on the lookout for that if you're on the roads. Utilities say the project can take 6 to 8 months to complete. Back in Chapel Hill, the town is holding an information session on the proposed changes to land use regulations in the Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard area. Changes to the area were proposed as part of the Chapel Hill 2020 plan due to the vacant and underdeveloped sites in the area. That information session will be at 7 p.m. next week, Monday, August 26th, in Room B of the Chapel Hill Public Library. Lee Einsweiler of Code Studio will explain the regulatory changes. 6:39 is the time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the commentators and Inside Carolina Athletics. That's on the way next after this.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Are you ready for a new lease on life?
Durham Tech.
Durham Tech.
Durham Tech.
thinking about turning over a new leaf?
Durham Tech.
Durham Tech.
Durham Tech.
Jumpstart a new career or begin getting that degree at Durham Tech today. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. Look for our new course catalog in your mailbox. Durham Technical Community College, right in the heart of Orange County.
Durham Tech.
Find out more at durhamtech.edu. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee, we guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. In North Carolina, we're at a crossroads. Our state's legislature has decided to not invest in education. Our biggest selling point to the rest of the world to create jobs and prosperity here while investing in our people. The latest budget dismantles public education in North Carolina by spending millions of public dollars to pay for a voucher scheme, cuts nearly $500 million from public education over the course of 2 years, fires thousands of teachers and teachers' assistants, takes away career status, also known as tenure, from teachers, and 10,000 students will stand to lose financial aid to the UNC system and the community colleges. Not to mention the continued elimination of the North Carolina Teaching Fellows Program, which recruited the best and brightest students to become the most effective teachers in our state's classrooms. And it's not just about the cuts in education, but the divestment in those who will educate our children. An educational theorist, Ken Robinson, said, "There's no system in the world or any school in the country that is better than its teachers. Teachers are the lifeblood of the success of our schools. What incentive is there for new and young teachers to enter the classroom? A first-year teacher currently is paid $30,800, and there have been virtually no pay increases since 2008, thereby ensuring North Carolina is close to last in teacher pay. New teachers with a master's degree will not receive a pay increase starting in 2014. That's after they took out thousands of dollars in student loans to become a licensed, highly qualified teacher with the hope of earning a little extra pay. Not to mention that some districts have cut back their local salary supplement. In education, it's not always about money. It's about the resources and support available to teachers to carry out their mission. It's about the ability of teachers to have individualized lesson plans for students who need it. It's about our willingness to not only invest in our students, but our teachers as well. We cannot put students first if we put our teachers last, because we will fail to lure the best and brightest into the classroom to mold, prepare, and guide the minds of our future. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Carolina basketball split the season series with NC State last year, with each team winning on its home floor. The Wolfpack win in Raleigh stopped a streak of 13 consecutive wins for Carolina over the Pack. With that lengthy streak now over, today's Tar Heel Trivia question asks, which ACC team does Carolina own the longest win streak against? You'll find out the answer after this commercial break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now. at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So after State was able to snap Carolina's 13-game win streak in the series with an 8-point victory in Raleigh last year, which ACC team does Carolina have the longest win streak against? The Tar Heels have beaten Maryland 7 consecutive times for the longest streak against a single ACC opponent. 6 of those 7 victories have come in the last 2 seasons, as the Tar Heels have swept 3 games from the Terps in 2012 and 2013. By the way, even with that one loss last season, Carolina has still won 20 of the last 22 against NC State.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least 3 other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
Time for a quick look at traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your traffic report, here is WCHL News Director Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Good morning to you, and good morning to you out on the roadways. Traffic is moving smoothly to start things off this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you very much, Rand.
Thank you.
Time now for your weather report. This one brought to you by Southern Season in Chapel Hill. It is going to be football season very soon. Get a taste of tailgating on Saturdays, August 17th and 24th in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for delicious $1.50 sliders and special savings on deli sides at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 72 degrees and sunny right now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 70 degrees in Hillsboro. Partly sunny today with a chance of rain developing in the afternoon. afternoon. 30% chance of rain there. It's going to be a hot one whether we get rain or not. Highs around 90 degrees today. Heat index even warmer than that. Overnight lows tonight down in the lower 70s with that chance of rain continuing. And then tomorrow we'll have a 60% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. We could see a thunderstorm and highs will be in the upper 80s. That chance of rain is going to continue for the rest of the week. Temperature will drop from there, though. We'll have highs only in the upper 70s by the time we get to the end of the week. Happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, you share it Monday, August 12th with actor George Hamilton, 74 years old today. Rock singer, musician Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits fame is 64 years old. Singer Kid Creole, 63. Actor Bruce Greenwood, 57. Rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot is 50 years old today. Baby got old. Actor Peter Krause is 48. International Tennis Hall of Famer Pete Sampras is 42, as is actor comedian Michael Ian Black and actress Rebecca Gayhart, all 42 years old today, as is actress Yvette Nicole Brown. And actor Casey Affleck, 38 years old today, Monday, August 12th. Time now for Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And for that, we are joined via the magic of radio by our own Mr. Ron Stutz.
Monday is here, and Freddie and I are coming to you through the magic of electronics today.
Yes.
We're both
on the road.
Not here in the studio.
On the road again.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And the road again.
The life I love is making music with my friends.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that, I think of Woodstock.
Yeah. Willie Nelson.
Oh, which is about this time,
back,
too.
You think about Canned Heat.
Canned Heat, yeah.
Yeah.
But
on the road
did,
again.
And then they also did going
up country.
Where do you want to go?
And water tastes like wine. Going up country. They also did another song called Let's Work Together.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Good song.
Yeah, but
hey, we're just babbling on about nonsense.
Are.
And Aaron is probably getting really upset with us. He's saying right now, come on and get on with it, guys. Ask
a
question.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Chocolate is our category.
Uh-huh.
What top-selling candy bar in the world was named for a beloved horse owned by the Mars family?
Okay.
What top-selling candy bar in the world was named for a beloved horse owned by the Mars family?
I think I got that one.
Give us a call.
Right.
Give Aaron a call.
Yeah, exactly.
919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245.
And you can win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you're going to be...
good to go.
You can even buy one of these.
And you can also...
you buy a whole lot of them.
Yeah, you can swap a trivia prize with one of our...
previous winners.
Yep. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Julie McClintock is a former Chapel Hill Town Council member, and these days, most people know her as Chair of the Friends of Bowling Creek. Julie McClintock is today's WTHL Hometown Hero because she cares about our community and cares enough to get involved.
I am proud of Chapel Hill and Orange County and Carver, too, because we're all part of a community here, and creeks run through all of our towns. They're connected in a way that maybe some of our human relationships are connected as well. I'm proud that over the years, Orange County has actually acquired land so that we can have woods to walk in as this area grows so quickly. We have a wonderful stormwater management division in Chapel Hill that we all pay for, but we also are doing great things, planning to protect our creeks, because if we don't protect our creeks, we're not going to have future water supply that will be at all affordable.
Julie McClintock loves living in Chapel Hill because others are involved too.
We're well known for everybody having an opinion, and a lot of people get involved.
She says one reason Chapel Hill is a great place to live is that others before her have planned well.
Back in 1985, we did something called a land use plan. It sounds very dry, but we said, let's get together with Orange County and Carrboro, and we know we're going to grow, so let's try to do it in an orderly way. So we got together, and there were a lot of exciting conversations and negotiations. But as a result, we came out with, this is where the edges of the town are going to be. This is where the rural buffer will be. This is how we're going to operate with each other. So I'm very proud of that. We were forward-thinking in that way. That doesn't mean that everything's perfect. We've got a lot of challenges ahead.
Julie McClintock, we appreciate your community involvement.
I think when I first came to Chapel Hill, I didn't come until 1970, and that may seem a long time ago, but it doesn't to me. I remember listening to WCHL well after the political campaigns. And I just sensed that there was such a wealth and tradition here in this community. It was just exciting as a newcomer.
Julie McClintock, formerly an elected official, now working hard to preserve our local resources as a member of Friends of Bolin Creek. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, we've got one of those coincidental moments here on WCHL. We had a correct answer for the question. The question, again, was what candy bar was named for a Mars family horse? The answer is Snickers. Snickers was named for a Mars family horse. The winner, Chapel Hill's Christine Shooter. She gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And the coincidence, this is also August Gift Card Mania Month. We're feeling generous all month long here on the Morning News. We're giving away gift cards to some of your favorite local restaurants, including 411 West Buns, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Page Road Grill, Spanky Squids, and Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, among others. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. And today's winner just so happens to be Christine Shooter of Chapel Hill. And I am now drawing a gift card out of this glass bowl that sits next to me. Christine, you have won a $75 gift card to Buns in addition to that $10 gift card from Cruisers. Congratulations to you. Big winner for today. You can be a big winner, too. Enter today and make sure you tune into the WCHL Morning News with me and or Ron Stutz every day for the rest of this month. It is Gift Card Mania. 6:57 is the time. We got a two-minute break and then another look at your weather report after that.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
In the nation, they go by Guardian, Lifesaver, and Friend. At Nationwide Insurance, we just call them agents. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Join the nation that cares.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1. Visit OurLocalDeal.com. 2. Enter your email address. And 3. You'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit OurLocalDeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
Congratulations again to Christine Shooter of Chapel Hill. Again, visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry to win a gift card. We're giving away one every single day of this month. One more look at your weather report before we send you to CBS News at the top of the hour. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. 72 degrees and sunny now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 70 in Hillsboro. We've got partly sunny skies today. 30% chance of rain developing in the afternoon, though, with possibility of a thunder shower, so keep your umbrella handy just in case. It's going to be a hot one today with highs around 90. Overnight lows down in the lower 70s with that chance of rain continuing. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies all day with a 60% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. Highs just a little bit cooler in the upper 80s, dropping down to the upper 70s by the time we get to the middle and the end of the week.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more.